Hello, welcome to the Rails Envy podcast. I'm Jason Seifer.
And I'm Greg Pollock.
And this is episode 72, March 25th, 2009. Yeah, that's my birthday. Anyway, the Rails Envy podcast is sponsored this week.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Thanks, Greg. I'm going to jump out of a cake for myself. It's not awkward at all. The Rails Envy podcast is sponsored this week by New Relic. New Relic RPM is a Ruby on Rails performance monitoring application that lets you see and understand application performance metrics in real time so you can fix Rails problems fast. Check them out at newrelic.com.
You know, the first thing I do when I have a Rails app in production, I put on RPM so that when I need to figure out where it's slow, I can instantly look over at their dashboard and figure out how to scale it better.
Also, I drink Coca-Cola. Ding.
Fusion Passenger 2.1.2 final was released last week. Don't forget to upgrade if you want to create Rails 2.3 applications because previous versions of Passenger were not compatible.
JRuby 1.2.0 was released on March 16th. This new version contained improved Ruby 1.9 support, a bunch of bug fixes, and a load of performance improvements.
Wait a second. How many speedbin improvements?
Load.
Really? I heard it was a ton.
Well, it's metric.
So. Oh, okay. Metric system.
You know how that is.
Yeah.
Hprecod 0.7 was also released. There's not really too much new, but it's kind of to get on par with Nokogiri, which I always want to call Noko Girl. Anyway.
Oh, it probably also supports Ruby 1.9, I assume.
I would assume that also, but one of the big things in here is they're getting up to speed with Iron Ruby.
Oh, nice.
You know, Iron Ruby 0.3 is out, and so Hprecod is now going to run on Iron Ruby, JRuby, and also MRI. So that's pretty cool. I don't believe it runs on the latest version of JRuby just yet, but it's still a pretty good goal.
If you're already using New Relic RPM, you're probably familiar with the friendly stoplights on the dashboard, which show you green, yellow, or red to communicate how your application is performing.
Right. It makes it pretty easy to quickly see how your application clusters are doing.
Right. And this week, John Williams created a plugin which will send you an email or an SMS based on these alerts, so you can quickly be notified if your application goes into the red.
Happens about once a month, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
So, Greg.
Yes.
You've heard of 8-minute apps, right?
Yeah.
Got a great idea. You with me here?
What?
7-minute apps.
Hey, you know what? I have even a better idea than that.
What?
6-minute apps?
What do you mean 6-minute apps? No. 7-minute apps. No one can work out in 6 minutes.
And what was I thinking?
Come on.
I don't know.
7-minute apps. But no, on a serious note, Paul Mars, that's the guy's GitHub name, has released 7-minute apps. It's pretty cool. It's actually it's a Rails plugin, and it's for A-B testing, hence the A-B, ABS abs.
Mm.
So, let's say you want to A-B test your website. And the example that he gives in it is having it like a blue or an orange link, and you want to know which one gives you more signups, or more links or whatever.
Oh, A-B testing. That's like for user testing?
Right. Like if you want to see if your blue link or your orange link gets more clicks, you would use something like this. And what this plugin does is it gives you a really, really awesome readable way of doing it. So in your view, you would just do like A-B test, give it a name like link color, and then you give it a block, and you can put your things in there, and then it'll automatically keep track of it for you.
Oh, that's awesome. I wonder why nobody's done something like that before.
I don't know. I guess it just wasn't time for 7-minute apps.
I've always wanted to, have some fun with that to see if you can rearrange a website a little bit to make a difference on like the number of items sold. And I guess this would make it very easy to do. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not like you can do it with as many different things as you want, although you would probably want to stick to just 2 at a time.
Nice. If you've been around the Rails community for a while, you've probably had the pleasure of deploying an application on Rails Machine.
Oh, right. The 5-minute install, like Rails Machine install gem.
What if I told you that you could have the same 5-minute deploy script on any Ubuntu 8.1 server?
I'd say that you must be joshing me.
I'm not joshing you, and don't call me Josh.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley. Great movie. Anyways, this week Jesse Newland from Rails Machine released a plugin called Moonshine. By installing Moonshine, running a few commands, and pointing it at your Ubuntu server, you can run a single command which installs and configures all the applications needed, including Ruby Enterprise Edition, MySQL, Passenger, and any gems your application is dependent on.
You're probably familiar with Railscasts by Ryan Bates, right?
Yeah, and if you're not, go watch them now.
All 153 of them. Right now, you're saying?
Yeah, pull your car over, pull your pants up, and point your phone or Rails. What?
Pull your pants up?
Oh. Well, doesn't everybody drive with... Never mind. Awkward. Hello?
Let's carpool.
And by carpool, I mean your dick.
The reason I bring it up is that Avion Bedford put together a site called ASCIIcast.com where he took each Railscast and pulls the content into text format. So, you know, if you prefer the content this way rather than the screencast, or just for reference after you watch the screencast, you can check it out at ASCIIcast.com.
Oh, that's cool. So you can just read through everything that was covered in the screencast.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's a lot more useful than ASCIIcats.com, which is just the same thing, but with lolcats.
ASCIIcats. Lol. This year, Ruby on Rails has been accepted into the Google Summer of Code program as a sponsoring organization.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it means if you're over 18 and you're a full or part-time college student, you can apply to Google Summer of Code, and if your proposal is accepted to improve Rails, Google will pay you $4,500 to work on Rails during the summer.
Oh man, that's awesome. You know, I remember the days when $4,500 would last 3 months and ramen made a perfect breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. So if you want to get paid to work on Rails and eat lots of ramen on your awesome salary, you have until April 3rd to apply.
Nice. The videos from Mountain West RubyConf are up, and they feature talks from a lot of great people like James Edward Gray, Yudik Hatz, Ezra Zygmuntowicz, Brian Ford, Gregory Brown, and a bunch of other awesome speakers.
Yeah, so if you like watching video, definitely check it out. If you use Wattier to do automated browser testing for your website, you may want to check out...
Waiter.
Is it Waiter?
I think it's Waiter.
Wattier? Oh, okay. Anyways, you want to check out the Waiter podcast put together by Zelko Filipin. Filipin? By Zelko Filipin at waterpodcast.com. Waterpodcast.com. Maybe you should do this story.
If you use Waiter to do automated browser testing on your website, you may want to check out the Waiter podcast put together by Zelko Filipin at waiterpodcast.com. And that's Waiter with an I. W-A-T-I-R.
And doesn't Waiter just support IE on Windows?
Well, actually, it supports Firefox and Chrome on Windows and Safari on the Mac.
Oh, nice. Now that Rails 2.3 has the ability to create templates, there are several web applications out there which allow you to pick and choose the components you want and then download a completed template which you can use. I'm going to post a few in the show notes, but if you have more, feel free to comment and add them.
Oh, I saw that. My favorite one, strictly because of the name, is YouveGotRails.com.
Yay! You've got Rails.
I got Rails. Don't forget to update your TextMate bundle so that you get the additional syntax for Rails 2.3.
Oh, but hopefully you clone the bundle directly from GitHub, so it's just a matter of doing a git pull. I read an article this week by Corey Donahoe from EngineYard where he talks a little bit about their single sign-on system, which uses Sinatra.
I saw that. Didn't he find himself waist deep in rack?
That's what he said.
She would never say that, exactly. Although, you know, I wouldn't mind being waist deep in rack.
Anyways, what's really cool about Sinatra 0.9.1 is that you can write micro applications that double as middleware. So you can easily create a stack of rack applications in front of your Rails app or whatever, or Sinatra app or MERB app. Maybe the first rack app handles error reporting, the second authentication, then caching, and then maybe you finally have your application.
So that's cool. Pretty scalable architecture since it's not Rails. And, you know, since each rack layer is middleware, it could be reused in MERB or Rails or, you know, any other application that supports middleware.
Yeah, you basically have four different applications, each in a different layer.
So there you are creating your Rails app, and you find yourself creating two time fields you need to validate. You need to make sure that both times are within the time that your store is open, and the first needs to be before the second. What do you do?
Well, you'd probably create a custom validation method.
Or you could use a validation plugin I found this week called Validate Timeliness by Adam Meehan. The plugin contains all sorts of validations for both date and time to make your life easier.
Let's take a moment to think back in time when we used to use AxesParanoid in our Rails applications to make sure nothing was actually deleted. Oh, not that far back, Jason. Come on.
Sorry, how's this?
Oh, that's not any better. And now I have that song stuck in my head. Anyways, you remember AxesParanoid?
Yeah, I do. That's a plugin where you create a deleted at field in your database table, and it would just add a scope when you did a find all, so it would only return the appropriate rows.
Exactly. But with Rails 2.3, we now have the default scope function. So as Jeffrey Chup pointed out this week, we don't really need the plugin anymore.
Oh, right, because we could just do a default scope conditions deleted at nil.
Exactly. We can specify the default scope and maybe override the destroy method, and you're all set.
Nice.
As you may have already heard, Twitter recently opened up OAuth support.
Oh, nice. I no longer have to give every Twitter site my username and password.
Exactly. And this week I saw a plugin called TwitterAuth by InnerIdea, which makes using Twitter's OAuth very simple. So check out their blog if you want to use it.
Noel Rappin put up a pretty in-depth blog post on using Cucumber for acceptance testing over on the Pathfinder development blog. So check it out if you're into that. Cucumber is pretty cool. All right. Thanks so much for listening to the Rails Envy podcast. The Rails Envy podcast is sponsored this week by HashRocket. You know, the guys that write apps in 3 days, employ a shockingly good-looking group of developers, and, oh yeah, literally wrote the book on Rails. So if you want your app done right the first time, hire HashRocket. Check them out at HashRocket.com.
And if you live in Philadelphia, Jason and I are going to be there for the Emerging Technologies for the Enterprise Conference, taking place Thursday and Friday. And Thursday night, we're going to be down at Indy Hall. So if you want to come say hello, that's where you'll find us.